From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for at least 5 suicide attacks that left 35 people dead and nearly 60 wounded yesterday in Kandahar, Afghanistan. NPR's Corey Flintoff tells us the main attack was aimed at freeing militants from a local prison.
Officials from the Afghan Interior Ministry say the first assault came in the early evening when a suicide attacker blew up his car in front of the prison. Canadian forces had built up the fortifications at the prison after a similar attack in 2008 when hundreds of militants escaped. This time, officials say no prisoners got away. A second bomber blew up his car near police headquarters, an attack the officials say caused the greatest number of casualties. Other attacks were carried out by a bomber on a motorcycle and 2 men on foot who detonated explosive vests. The governor of Kandahar province called on the central government to provide more Afghan troops for the violent city. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
In Iraq, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki appears to be leading in 6 of the 14 provinces that cast ballots in last week's parliamentary elections. They include the capital, Baghdad, considered a crucial province in this national vote. Hundreds of thousands of people across the northeastern U.S. are spending this Sunday without electricity. They bore the brunt of heavy rains from a storm that also whipped up winds of up to 70 miles per hour. Brian Zumhagen of member station WNYC says that after the spate of outages from winter storms last month, utility crews are again out in full force.
Crews are back at what's become a familiar task lately, pushing through fallen trees and wind-blown debris to reach down power lines. The storm battered parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut Saturday with gusts of up to 60 miles per hour. It struck about 2 weeks after heavy snow and hurricane-force winds left more than 1 million customers in the dark. More than 500 passengers on a New Jersey transit train were stranded for 6 to 7 hours because of power supply problems. Amtrak service between Philadelphia and New York was suspended for hours, and some flights were delayed or diverted. In New York City, the weather disrupted subway and commuter lines and knocked out Staten Island ferry service overnight. In Atlantic City, the winds toppled a boom crane at a casino construction site. For NPR News, I'm Brian Zumhagen in New York.
In the Roman Catholic Church's latest defense against sexual abuses by priests in Europe, the Vatican strongly denies that its celibacy policy is the root of the scandal. An article published in a Vatican newspaper today praises and defends Pope Benedict XVI as a vigilant leader against abuses by priests. The church has confronted allegations of sexual abuse for years. The latest comes out of Germany, where more than 100 reports of child sex abuse at Catholic institutions have recently surfaced. From Washington, this is NPR News. 2 men accused of planning a terrorist attack on Mumbai are in police custody. NPR's Philip Reeves offers more details on the arrests in India that come 15 months after Pakistani militants unleashed a deadly attack in Mumbai.
Mumbai's anti-terrorism squad arrested the two, saying they were planning to carry out several attacks in the city sometime soon. It says their targets were a complex belonging to the state-run Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, a mall and a market. The men are reportedly Indian nationals in their 20s. The anti-terrorism squad believes their handlers, though, are in neighbouring Pakistan, like the militants who caused the bloodbath in Mumbai in late 2008. Investigators have established the Pakistani-based militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba was behind that assault. This weekend's arrests come amid increased security concerns in India. Last month, 16 people were killed in a restaurant bombing in the nearby city of Pune. There have also been reports that militants may be planning attacks against a highly popular cricket tournament that's just begun. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Tens of thousands of protesters are flocking into Thailand's capital, Bangkok, demanding the resignation of the current government and new elections. Thousands more are expected by nightfall. An earthquake struck Japan's main island today. There have been no immediate reports of injuries or damage. Canadian authorities are searching for victims of an avalanche who may still be buried under the snow. Officials in British Columbia confirmed 3 deaths and at least a dozen injuries so far. The avalanche struck yesterday afternoon during a snowmobile competition near Revelstoke. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say about 200 people may have been on the slopes of Boulder Mountain when the avalanche struck. This is NPR.